The name's Mike. Some people call me Mikey. I don't like that. Those people can go fuck themselves. I consider myself a serious individual. A problem solver, if you will. Well, actually more of a problem finder, most of the time. Once the problem has been found, one can shift one's attention to solutions regarding said problem. But I digress. I get stuck in my own head sometimes. Today is a day like any other, and I have a job to do. I collect my keys, gun, and flask, and I lock the door behind me. I hear this used to be a nice building before certain demographic changes to the area. It's a rare day when I don't encounter some person of color smoking God knows what, or shooting up in the stairwell, or at the very least run into some freak with brightly colored hair and indiscernible gender trying to strike up a conversation about whatever HIV blockers or hormone treatment they're currently on, or ask me for money, or like vape juice. Today is a day like any other. As I exit the building, some youth of questionable origin is scribbling his tag, or whatever these fucking people call it, onto the door. I interrupt his artisanal endeavor when I open the door. I don't care to sort this kid out right now. Frankly, this shit is a drop in the fucking ocean around here. I hear this used to be a nice building. I enter the car, take my badge off my belt, and place it on the dashboard. There is a matter that requires my personal attention. I take a swig from my flask, pull the car into traffic. I'm on my way to meeting one of my CIs. He says he has some intel that's right up my alley, and has asked me to meet at the usual spot, a Starbucks coffee place where he now lives. It's a seedy place, down on the south side. I park the car one block away, tuck my badge into my coat pocket, take another swig from the flask, and I walk the rest of the way to the Starbucks. I hear this part of town used to be nice. My informant is what some people would call a dreamer, a cultural enricher. I consider him an unwashed Aztec peasant. He's from so far down south that he's likely to still, this day, be actively worshipping winged serpents and jaguars and shit. His legal status is not what concerns me today, only the info he claims he has. If it were up to me, every single one of these people would get a one-way ticket back to wherever they still measure time in Bactons. I make my way past the pimps, streetwalkers, and drug addicts. My guy is sitting at his usual spot, a little table outside of the shack he has built next to the little bar where people get sugar packets, milk, and stir sticks. Nice place you got there, I offer up as he smiles at me. Clearly, he hasn't gained any teeth since the last time I saw him. I sit down across from the stoolie and wave at the barista.
Oh, hey there, you milky, creamy white boy. You know you want to get up in them rolls. Come on, sugar. Oh, you want that purple drink. You know everybody done love that purple drink. I'ma give you a good dose there, little white boy.
Sure, whatever. I don't know what that means. I collect my purple drink, or whatever it is, which turns out to be a disgusting soda, with Skittles and gummy bears in the bottom of it. I paid good money for this, I think to myself, and reluctantly start drinking it. I hand my guy an 8-pack of Coors Light that's been sitting in my trunk for a week. He quickly opens one and starts slobbering it down, spilling ample amounts on his cappuccino-stained clothes while he smokes something off of a piece of tinfoil. I can't for the life of me fathom what Cortez must have been thinking. His men marching over the hills with an almost unholy drive for conquest. His way lit by the ships he ordered burnt as to leave no question in the minds of those who served under him what their true purpose on this new soil was. I wonder when they came upon these fucking ferals living on top of the ruins of past civilizations whose accomplishments and culture they were unable to understand, let alone recreate or match. What possessed them to think that these people could possibly be salvaged by Christianity, let alone stoop to breeding with them? But I digress. I get stuck in my own head sometimes. My CI has now started a small fire in order to make himself some taquitos. Tired of his behavior, I press him on why I'm here, and he spills the beans, literally and figuratively. As he scoops the beans off the floor with one of those see-through cups they used for iced coffee, he tells me my Mark is a bit of a broadcaster. Guess we're doing an old-fashioned wiretap. I toss the guy some quarters, as he clearly has entered the preparatory stages of slaughtering a live chicken. Time to get to work. I get up and head for the exit. I down what's left of my disgusting drink and head to my car. I manage to drive a couple of blocks before my eyelids start getting heavy. I decide to pull into a parking garage. Maybe if I close my eyes for a minute, I can get back on track here. What the fuck is in purple drink? To be continued.